In Abia, for me, the main concern is the protection of women and girls, because my passion is in gender equality. So I look at the absence of legal system, the absence of laws, is an obstacle towards advancing gender equality, because we need to substantiate, or we need to ensure that at least there are laws that will support any activity. For example, if you want to do gender mainstreaming, in a normal government, in a normal state, you would maybe put up policies like maybe the national gender policy, which people could use. But then in Abia, without that, meant we had to really do community dialogues in order to lobby support from the community leaders to allow and enable us to reach out to the women to ensure that they are aware that about sexual and gender-based violence, and they are also empowered to know how to report, and the community protection committees whom we work with are also able to record the crimes and follow through the prosecution through the traditional custom system.
How did you get so passionate about gender equality?
You know, because issues of gender equality, they are a global issue. The world at large is male-dominated. So me being a girl child, I grew up also with a passion to see myself growing up to occupy powerful positions, to be influential in the community, to create change in the community. I have a conviction that women can do whatever men can do, and even in some instances do even better. So due to the segregation of females that I experienced in my childhood, it then gave me more passion to be able to add my voice, and whatever effort I did, I had to do more to make sure that I contribute towards removing the fixed stereotypes on the limitations of women mentally, the limitations of girls to be able to compete equally with boys in school vis-a-vis in workplaces.
You're also the first police officer from Zimbabwe to receive this award. What's the feeling on representing your country?
Wow. To be honest, representing my country at a global forum like this one has also been part of my dream, something that maybe when you watch people in athletics, people in boxing, maybe even when you watch people in modeling and they are going out global, they are representing the nation, they are doing the nation proud. I think in every citizen who loves their country, they have this feeling that they want to do also something that could raise the flag of their country high. So for me, I aspired to do it. Unfortunately, I was not much of an athlete. I was also not much of a model. So this occupation and my being here in Abia and my work, I'm so glad my work in peacekeeping has also given this opportunity for me to represent my country at a global level.
So my last question is regarding the desire of UN peacekeeping missions to attract more police women to join them. What can you tell to other women who might be interested in joining peacekeeping missions?
Well, what I can say is the strength within women, it is unlimited. It is you who put a limit of what you can do as a person. What I've noticed is normally many people who succeed, they've fallen many times, they've experienced different obstacles, but they've gone back again, relook at themselves, regain new strength, and go back again at the world and say, I can do it. So for me, I believe that as women, already we do multiple roles. So it is an indication that even in peacekeeping, we can do it and we can do more. Peacekeeping does not only provide you the opportunity to help other people, it also provides you the opportunity to develop yourself in terms of your career. It exposes you to the international community. So to me, I want to encourage women that if other women can do it, it means they can also do it.